Good morning. We've now identified in our process of coronating the king through the Shema that we see that the heart plays the primary role. We understand that we have to love Hashem with our whole hearts. We put His Torah on our hearts. The whole understanding of tefillah as a whole has to come from the heart. The arrival in Galus comes because we were swayed in the heart. And then, of course, it'll be rebuilt because we move away from the heart. We've discussed all these factors in the last number of days. But what can we do so that our hearts will not get dissuaded? What can we do so that our bodies and our sense of manhood, of peoplehood, should not be destroyed? This is where the third parasha of Kriya Shema comes into play. Here, says Rav Volbi, is why we're told, V'hayo lachem letzitzis urisem oso, uschartem es kol mitzvos Hashem, v'asisem osam v'lo sasuru acharei levavchem. When we have those tzitzis as a stand-alone reminder, when we see things in front of our faces, we will not be swayed. We won't follow the desires of the world, says Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. Indeed, says Rav Volbi, take a look at Parsha Shlach. Parsha Shlach that ends with Parsha Tzitzis begins with the story of the spies. The story of the spies who go into the land and see all sorts of nations involved in all sorts of things to sway the people away. And it ends with a reminder, if you want to go ahead and move away from those things that sway the heart, you need to go ahead and be a human being. The human being's heart is his ani, is his personality. So how can a person be saved from his personality? The Torah tells us you have a right to be on top of the personality, on top of the ego. You know, Chazal tell us in Medrash Rabbah that the wicked, harashoyim hein birshus libam, the wicked stay in the presence of their hearts. Naval, so he stayed with his heart. Esav speaks to his heart. Haman says, Vayomer Haman bilibo. When Haman speaks, he speaks within his heart. But tzaddikim, they're on top of their hearts. When Chana, whom we will meet on Rosh Hashanah, in the day of the coronation, when she shows up to speak, he medaberes al liba. She speaks on her heart, above her heart. David speaks to his heart. Daniel speaks to his heart. And why is that? Because a tzaddik is able to overcome his inkling. A tzaddik or a tzaddikess turns around and realizes, yes, I may get swayed. This is not the way I feel, so therefore it's okay. God expects more from me, even when I feel a certain way. We can get to Avas Hashem. We can get to a depth of tefillah when we realize that we have a power to overcome just the way we feel, and instead sway it towards the direction that the king expects. We can coronate the king. And how can we do so? Stop and think. What is my heart telling me? And will I allow it to run me? If we can figure that out, we will certainly merit and achieve a ksiva v'chasima tovah.